In case you don't know me, I'm John Harwood, and this is my wife, Kathy, and our three kids over there. We live in Groton. So my faith story started as a teenager. I went to church with my aunt and uncle and my cousin about once a month. Unfortunately, I missed the message of grace and only heard the message of hell for sinners. And as a teenager, I made a lot of mistakes. So I thought I could live my life on my own, and so that's what I did for about 27 years. Lots of bad choices, bad behavior filled my life, and a lot of depression, anxiety, anger. Though I look back now and I can see where God was always with me and was always knocking on the door. I think of Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. I just didn't open the door. About 7 years ago, my life hit rock bottom. And I had gone through some very difficult times, including multiple failed relationships, and I was pretty depressed and scared more than any other time in my life. At that point, I was, I think now of Psalm 142, verse 4. When I look beside me, I see that there is no one to help me, no one to protect me, no one cares for me. This is how I felt. My mother and my niece recommended that I go out and get some counseling. So I figured, well, they're probably right. So I started looking. I searched counselors in the local area, and the first one I called happened to be a Christian counselor. And I was like, nah, I don't think so. So I kept calling. Every other one I called probably at least five more. And everyone I called, we can't see you for 3 months, we can't see you for 5 months, 6 months. So I finally called back the Christian counselor, and they said, oh, we can see you next week. So that's what I did. So I started going to counseling, and reluctantly, I scheduled the appointment, and after about 4 or 5 weeks, she told me that I really needed to change who I was hanging around with and the activities that I was doing if I wanted to get better. So she recommended that there was a church she used to attend, and they had some good things for adults like me, that activities that would probably be better than what I was doing. So I figured it couldn't hurt, so I looked at the website, and I looked and found a course called Alpha. So I went to Alpha, and Alpha is about exploring the questions of life, big questions in a no-pressure setting. So I signed up. The first week was canceled because of snow like we have tonight, but I received an email from the organizer, Roselle, urging me to come the next week. She didn't want me to just back away from it, so she was very very comforting and helping in a way that wasn't pressured. So I went, and I was a little nervous when I went in. But as soon as I went in, I felt welcomed. We had a wonderful meal, talk, and then discussions in a small group that consisted of a men's group only. After a couple weeks of going, doing worship, this beautiful woman started leading us in worship. The weeks went by, and I felt myself opening up in the groups. And then we had the getaway weekend up at Alton Bay. The Saturday night was the Holy Spirit night, where we prayed, and lots of people praying for others, and people prayed for me. And that night I was drawn to read the Bible. I didn't sleep much, but I was drawn to read the Bible. On the drive home the next day, I cried all the way home, walked in the house, tears pouring down my eyes. My mother looked at me like I was crazy. What is wrong with you? I was like, I'm fine. About 2 nights later, I prayed to Jesus to confess my sins and accept Jesus as my Savior. After I accepted Jesus, my life started changing. My anger subsided, depression went away. The fruits of the Spirit were definitely evident in my life, and all my family, coworkers started to notice the change. At the end of Alpha, I exchanged email addresses with the worship leader because I had wrote a poem about Alpha and included her in the poem. And she also had a passion for poetry. So we exchanged emails for about 2 months, and then we started courting. I proposed 6 months later at Cathedral Ledge in New Hampshire, and we were married the following July. Well, I never would have expected my life to be so filled with so much love and happiness 7 years ago where I was, but God has been so good and faithful to me throughout these 7 years, and I'm so grateful to have a relationship with Him. I know what my life was like without Him, and that's why I hold on so tightly to that relationship now and will for eternity. So the verse I read most often is Ephesians 2, 4 through 5. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. So feel free to talk to me after the service about any of this. I always like talking about my faith story, and I'm proud to talk about it. One other small announcement I have, if anybody's interested, December 23rd, there's a wonderful event at the Andover Country Club in Andover. It's a Christian men's breakfast, and any ages, men, boys, are welcome. But it's a wonderful event. There's usually 250 to 300 men, and it's just worship and some talks from local pastors, and it's just a wonderful time. If anybody's interested, I put up a an invitation on the Facebook page, so get in touch with me. I'd be willing to meet here and drive everybody over there. So thank you.